Hi there. Okay, the year of the shift. I don't know. I mean, if you had been listening to this in 2019 and I was talking to you about 2020 being the year of the shift, which I keep telling everyone all last year, you must be willing to shift. You must be willing to shift. It's going to be the year of the shift. Hey guys, we're going to be shifting. I don't think everyone was listening to me exactly, but I was saying it because it was such a powerful message from my guides. They were telling me we had to go into the year not as a victim. You had to go into 2020 being willing to bring change, being willing to be optimistic, being willing to bring love and light into you. And if you didn't, that if you went into this year with a year of being stuck and being a victim and feeling sorry for yourself, that you would be stuck for many years to come. As I record this, it is September 28th, 2020. October and November are going to be months. Let's just say that. It's going to get interesting, I believe. And I think as we move through this very strange year, we are also being called into action. You're being asked not to lose yourself down rabbit holes of conspiracy. You're being asked and pulled into using your intuition. You're being asked to come from a place of love and light. You're being asked to pull yourself out of the dark hole of the abyss of fantasy. You're being asked to pull yourself into the now. You're being asked to look at yourself as a medium, as a healer, and to be someone who comes from nothing but love and light. You're being asked to forget about money. Wow, that's a big one. Not think about money, not connect happiness to money, not connect joy to financial abundance. You're being asked to scrap everything you ever thought you knew, which was grow up, get a good education, go to high school, go to university, get a good job, work to pay. You're being told that work is no longer everything. You're being told to embrace your body and to fall in love with yourself. You're being asked to fall in love with yourself. You're being asked to show yourself as to who you are and to love yourself and to be who you are and to be who you are at the core of your innermost being, to be who you are. Every part of you, every part of you. So important. So, yeah, it's the year of the shift. And so, journaling, music, meditation, balanced chakras, protection to the highest level that you've ever had it. Smudging every single day, smudging your home, salting your home, protecting your family, positive thoughts, manifestation. All of those things are going to be so important for you. The universe wants to work with you. Your guides, God, angel, they're all here to help you. You just have to believe and hold that energy in your heart, in your mind, and in your spirit. And when you do, things will begin to shift. I know this. When I first found spirit, I actually found Wicca and I found myself doing spells and incantations, and I was very interested in witchcraft. And that was because I had done a past life regression and was told that I was a witch and that I was hung, I wasn't burned, that I was hung, and that I was always coming to every lifetime as a wise woman and as a healer. Now, keep in mind, I'm being told this at a time that I'm a baby medium. I don't even think about witches, they're not even in my radar. So when I had this reading done, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a witch. Holy crap, a moly. I thought, okay, I gotta find it in this lifetime. So I was building altars, I was buying a themes, and yet everything that I read about Wicca, the religion Wicca, didn't necessarily resonate with me. But I connected to witchcraft or spells or any of those things being connected to Wicca. The truth is, you can be any faith and religion and to perform an incantation or a spell. Just like you can be any faith and religion and hold on to rosary beads. So in 2020, my shift has been finding my way back to the herbs and the plants and the healing that I so much love and that I'm so drawn to, and then yet holding on to all of my spiritual beliefs that fit me and that feel good to me. You do you. What is your shift? What does your change look like? What does it feel like to you in 2020? I don't want to be general, but I can't give you the answers because your life as an individual is so different than mine. Maybe this is the year that not only do you find yourself as a medium, but you begin researching nature and understanding herbs and understanding folklore. Or maybe this is the year that your shift means that you're going to open up your own business as an accountant and you're going to come out of the closet as a medium and you're going to start doing live audio readings for people. I don't know, but what I do know is this is the year that you're being called into truth. This is the year that your guides, your angels, and your loved ones are asking you what it is, what is it that you're willing to do to bring about change in your life? How are you able and available to show up and to really, truly be here? That's what I want to know. So my question to you is to be open, to be clear, and to be connected. Not just once in a while. The shift calls for us to be present in this year and in this life more than we ever have. The shift asks us to speak our truth and to find our power in our truth. I never thought I would be someone to picket or riot or hold a sign. But you know what? That's the only time it seems that people are willing to listen. Nothing ever changes unless you make a big enough wave to bring change. It's the truth. Black people would still be slaves. We would still be doing all of the asinine, butt backwards things that we've done in history if someone didn't say, wait a second. Maybe we shouldn't burn these people. Like before, we just called them healers. Now, one person has made us think that they're evil and we've all believed it. We have to be the voice of change. You must be the shift in your own life and you must be the shift in the world. And no matter what you do, whether it's picket, riot, whether it's protest online, whether it's send energy of love and light out to the world, no matter what it is, it must only come from a place of love. It cannot come from a place of hatred. It must come with a voice of reason. It must come with a voice of love. And only then are others able to hear you, feel you, and truly understand what it is that you're speaking of. So if anything, I hope that this lesson has provoked you a little bit to maybe ask yourself where you can shift in your own life and where you might be missing the shift of 2020. Because all I know is that when I wake up on January 1st, 2021, I want to be shifted. I want to be in the light. I want to be in a place of health and healing and abundance, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. I want to be on my way to understanding this world and what it is exactly we've come here to do. So get ready, get deep, and don't get stuck.